Blog Talk Radio.
New Beginnings is not just for the young. We thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginning Ministries on Blog Talk Radio here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. This evening we have a guest speaker, and I am going to to bring him on in, and he can introduce himself and the topic that he is going to discuss or bless us with this evening after we have prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another time. Lord, we thank you all for all the hearers. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the man that is going to represent the Word of God this evening. Lord, we pray that we be attentive, we will be on one accord, and that you would open up our minds and give us clarity so that we might be able to understand the mysteries that you unveiled. Lord, bless all those, Heavenly Father, that are sick and afflicted. Bless those, Heavenly Father, who are going through trying times. We just ask, Heavenly Father, that this ministry, this blog talk would be a blessing, Heavenly Father, for those who are listening by phone and by internet. We ask that you use us as a vessel, and we'll be sure to give you the praise in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Man of God, are you on the other side?
Amen, I'm on the other side.
Amen, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good to hear you, good to hear you. We are looking forward to your word this evening. We are open and we are receptive. Would you like to introduce yourself and where you are and just a little bit about yourself before you get into the Word of God?
Amen. Well, my name is Minister David Reese, and I am an Associate Minister of New Creation, Praise and Worship Center here in South Bend, Indiana. I have been in ministry now going on 21 years. I thank God for that length of time. I thank him for the ability to still be able to stand. You know, the enemy tried to raise up a standard against me, but God fought on my behalf, and I'm grateful for that.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to turn it on over to you, and we're just going to, as we move forward, for those that are listening by internet, if you would like to tune in, the number to call in is 347-237-4054. Hit number one if you have a question for Minister Reese. This is a interactive Bible study, and we do we come together every Wednesday just to interact and just to feed on the Word of God. Amen. Your hands, and we're going to be here and just praising the Lord with you. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's go to the book of Psalm 103. We're going to begin at verse number 1. Psalm 103, beginning at verse number 1. Again, Psalm 103. Beginning at verse number 1. Now, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, so it does read a little differently, but it's all the same word. And the word amplify means to make aloud, so it just adds a little sound to the word. Amen. Verse 1. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord. O my soul, in all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who forgives every one of our iniquities, who heals each one of all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity, and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong and overcoming, soaring. Verse number 6. The Lord executes righteousness and justice, not for me only, but for all who are oppressed. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing, and most definitely the doing of his word.
Amen.
And we want to attempt to teach under this thought tonight, God's benefit package.
Amen.
Amen. God's benefit package. Here we find in this particular psalm, which is a psalm of David, that he is making his praise known unto God. Particular in this praise that he's giving to God for his benefits, the things that God does for him, and that he continues to do for us each and every day. The Bible tells us that his mercies are new every morning. That's a benefit. The fact that we get up with breath in our lungs each and every day is a benefit. But see, the difference between God's benefit package and the benefit package we may get or receive on a job after 90 days of employment is this benefit package is instantaneous. It comes into effect as soon as you enter into relationship with God. So it becomes an immediate thing. You immediately have benefits that causes him to restore to us the joy of his salvation. He restores to us the joy in our life. Sometimes we go through situations in life that cause us to lose our smile. They cause us to lose our joy. And God restores all of that. He gives us our laughter back. He gives us our smile back. He gives us back our peace of mind. This is a part of the benefit package. Not only does he do that, but he heals us from every manner of disease. No matter what the disease might be, whether it be sugar diabetes or heart failure, kidney failure, God is able to heal us. And his benefits, because they kick in when we come into a relationship, we're able to pull on that particular part of the benefit package. See, when you're working on a job, sometimes you have to get a supplement plan to go along with the package that you have already. But with God, you don't need a supplement plan because his benefits cover everything. Because he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a bridge over troubled waters. We used to think these were cliches, but when we get into those types of situations where we need God to be those particular things to us, we find out that it's not just a cliche, but it's a real thing. Because when we're going through troubled situations, we find out that God gives us peace even through the troubled situation. He becomes that bridge. And he lets us know that he'll carry us through. He'll carry us over, whatever the situation or circumstance might be. And for the person that's on the line tonight dealing with some issues that have bogged them down, I've got good news for you. He comes to heal. He comes to deliver. He comes to set us free from everything that the enemy tries to use to keep us bound up and stuck in a place that he never intended for us to be. Verse number 4 says, who redeems their life from the pit and corruption. So he redeems, he gives you back your life from the pit, from the situation that you felt you could never get out of. But I know of one other person who was in a pit. Come here, Joseph. Let me ask you a question. When your brothers threw you into a pit and they left you there, did you know that God would deliver you? And Joseph's response would be, yes, I knew that God would deliver me. A part of us coming out of the places that we're in or the pits that we're in is our faith. Faith is progressive. It's always moving, always growing. This is why situations happen in our life. And we don't even realize that we use faith every day. We have faith that when we get up out of the bed in the morning, the floor won't fall through. We have faith in the fact that we have vehicles outside that we parked outside the night before.
Uh-huh.
We have faith, even the simplest things, we have faith that our shoes are going to hold together as we walk throughout the day. We don't know for sure if the shoes will hold together, but we just believe that they will. What's a benefit? Knowing that he redeems us. He restores us. He regenerates us. He rejuvenates us. Gives us strength, even in the pit. He gives us what we need as a necessity. There are some things that we think that we need because we want them momentarily. And God lets us know that that's not something that we necessarily need. It's just something we want. Now, he will give us the desires of our hearts if our ways please him. And if our ways are pleasing him, then our desires are going to come from him. We desire new cars and new homes. Okay, that's good. But what are we going to do with the new car? Are we going to bring some people to the church to get them into the right relationship with God? If we have brand new homes, are we going to be able to house those that are homeless and give them a place for shelter? My God. When God blesses you with that good job, are you still going to be faithful to the ministry? And not allow it to take you from your position and your post in the ministry? Because that's one reason why God has not blessed some of us with certain jobs, because it would take us away from our place, our post in ministry. And God does not want us to put anything before him. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 20, one of the commandments, God lets Moses know, "For I am a jealous God. Thou shalt not have any other God before me." And as long as we don't put anything before him, he'll give us the necessary benefits. Because there's some other stuff that's not even in Psalm 103 that God does for us.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us the ability to stand, even in circumstances where we feel like it's all hope is lost, not just a troubled situation, but a situation that has become tragic or has become overwhelming. He'll give us the ability to still be able to stand. When you've done all to stand, stand therefore.
Amen.
To endure. Philippians 4 and 19 says, that's the scripture that gives us some understanding of who God is. So not only will he supply, but he'll keep me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get back to my text. Any questions, any comments?
If you have a question or a comment, please hit number one. and we will open up the mic for you. Amen.
Amen. So, not only does he redeem our life from the pit, but also from corruption. When we become contaminated by the circumstances and situations that we deal with in life, when we have to deal with contaminated coworkers and friends that we have that try to corrupt us into doing the things that we know not to do. When we know not to do something, it becomes sin because we know not to do it. But we find ourselves doing it anyway. In the book of Romans, chapter number 7, Paul says, that which I ought not to do, I do. And that which I ought to do, I do it and not. There's a constant battle on the inside of us, a constant battle on the inside of us to do right or wrong. And because wrong feels good, we'll sometimes go with that. But see, God redeems us from that corruption.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for your redemption. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister, you have a question for from a 216 number. 216, I see you're potted up. Do you have a question for Minister Reeves? 216, your mic is open.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for the encouraging words.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, praise Lord.
Okay, let's finish out verse 4 here. So not only does he redeem us from the pit and from corruption, but he beautifies, he dignifies, and he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. So after all of the stuff I've been through, because when I come out of the pit, I'm dealing with some dirt in my life. I'm dealing with some stuff that I need God to clean me of. So he beautifies us. The cleansing process that he takes us through after all of the corruption and circumstances that we have in life that causes us to sometimes become bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I have to clean you up. I've got to clean out the stuff in you, in your heart, because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have put so many people to death because of the hurt that we have in our heart. Well, Minister Reese, what do you mean by that? The Bible tells us that the power of life and death are in the tongue.
Amen.
Paul tells us that but the tongue can no man tame, for it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. So because we let something sit in our heart, because a person did us wrong, because a relationship went south or went bad, we let that sit in our heart. And now out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking, so now we can't love the person that God has sent into our life to bless our life, to help us, to restore us, to redeem us from the place that we were in that broken state. We can't speak blessings over them. All we can speak is curses because that's what still lives in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And God is trying to purify us now because he said, I want to make you beautiful again. I want to give you your smile back. I want to give you your joy back. And after he beautifies us, he dignifies us. He gives us some prestige. He gives us some oomph to who we are. He anoints us with his glory.
Amen.
My God. And after that, he crowns us with loving kindness. I don't just want you to love. I want you to love and be kind. Because sometimes we can love people, but we don't have the right motives with the love.
Well, Minister Reese, how is that possible? Because love is an action word. You can show love and still have messed up motives along with it. Just because you build a house for the homeless doesn't mean that you love the homeless. You just build a house for them to stay in. But if you're not supplying them with the necessities of how to get their lives back on track and back into the place where they can be self-sufficient, where's the love? Where's the true love and the kindness of that? Because you're putting them in a place where they can prepare themselves, but if you don't give them the tools to be able to get out there and do it for themselves, then the love that you're expressing becomes shallow. Because it's not an expression of love. It's an expression of goodwill. And that's good. But if the motive is wrong, if the motive for you doing these things is just so that others can see you, it's the wrong motive. There's no kindness to it. It was for your own self-gratification. So he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He gives us mercy. When we do wrong, he gives us mercy. He gives us the grace period to come to him and to repent, to get it right before him. We know some people that we've done wrong in life and we still have not repented. But then there comes along that one moment where God finally reminds you of the thing that you did wrong, and you have to go back to that person and repent. But because of our selfish nature, we don't always do it, and we end up blaspheming against the Holy Ghost or saying that that wasn't God when it was. Yes. Help me, Jesus. Verse number 5. This is blessing me so. Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity, and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring. So he doesn't just give us the necessity. He gives us the desires of our heart right where we are at our present age and situation. He gives us what we desire, but that's if our ways are pleasing to him. The scripture says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You can't come to God on Monday and not talk to him anymore until the next Monday and expect him to bless you. Mm-hmm. You have to be diligent, consistent, faithful in your commitment and your communication with God. When you're committed to that, then God gives you the desires of your heart. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, so many that you won't have room enough to receive. But it also comes with having that relationship, that connection to God. Any questions, any comments?
Amen. When he was listening, just hit number one if you have a question for Minister Reeves, and we will open up the mics for you. Any questions? Amen.
Amen. Okay, so he blesses us right where we are in our situation, but he doesn't just bless us with anything. He blesses us with good.
every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord.
Amen.
So he doesn't just give us the old stuff. He gives us the good stuff, the first draft of it. He gives us the good stuff, the stuff that we see in the stores that we can't buy right away, but he'll give us the, help me, God. He'll give us that kind of stuff. He'll give us stuff sometimes that we don't deserve. But because he loves us enough, he says, I'll give it to you anyway. So that your youth is renewed. So that you receive the strength that you had prior to the situation that wore you out. He says, I'm going to give you your strength back. I'm going to give you your strength back, even though you've gone through a rough situation. You've had a circumstance that almost tore your life apart. But I'm going to give you your strength back. Not only that, he said, I'm going to renew it like the eagles. I'm going to make it strong. It's going to overcome so you can soar. 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, if we go back over one chapter, same verse in 1 John 4 and 4, it says, ye are of God, dear children. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. My God. But that comes with the connection. You've got to have a connection with him. And with that connection, he gives you these benefits. So he blesses you out of nowhere. God help me. God help me. He'll bless you with the money you need to pay a bill that you know you didn't have. Lord, thank you. He'll give you a job that you were not technically qualified for, because they ask for a master's degree preferred. They ask for a doctoral degree preferred, but somehow, some way, God just busts the door wide open so you can get in there. That's a benefit.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Amen.
My mother-in-law is a testimony of the favor of God. I know this to be a fact. God has graced her so that not only did she excel in the public school system, God favored her to receive her doctoral degree. And then he gave her the opportunity to be an adjunct professor at two separate schools. Tell me that's not the favor of God.
Amen.
And if God can do it for her, he can do it for any of us when we are in the right relationship with God and we are in his perfect will. You know, the kids got this phrase, stay in your lane. And when you're in the perfect will of God, you stay in your lane. You stay in the lane where the will of God is. So that you remain blessed. You remain an overcomer. God.
Verse number six.
Let me get back to my text. Verse number six. It says, the Lord executes righteousness and justice, not for me only, but for all who are oppressed. So even in the middle of my situation that I know I don't have the money to pay for this lawyer to get me out of this situation, God will be the judge. And he'll execute righteousness.
in that situation. He'll be my defender. He'll fight on my behalf.
Amen.
Well, I won't have to fight for myself. It's a benefit. He'll give to me the right things, the right words to say to get myself in a position where I won't be overcome or overtaken by the circumstance or situation that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
A few Sundays ago, God gave me a word in the book of Luke, chapter number 8, beginning at the 40th verse through the 56th verse. He told me these simple words. He said, "Can you help me out?" And I said, "Well, Lord, what do you mean?" He said, "I want you to look at the story. In Luke chapter number 8, there are two different stories that are going on at one time. There is Jairus, who is the ruler of the synagogue, who's coming to Jesus on behalf of his daughter, who is 12 years of age, and she's dying. And then in the middle of that going on comes this woman who has an issue of blood for 12 long years. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And what God just reminded me of is not only did he bless this woman to be healed of her disease, but she activated the anointing of resurrection that was on the inside of him, because he restored life to her. She was losing life. And when she touched the hem of his garment, this is why he says to Peter, "Who touched me?" In the Amplified text, the Bible says the people were pressing him so as to almost suffocate him. So you can imagine how Peter is looking around like, all of these people are here, and you're going to ask me, "Who touched you?" He says, "For I perceive," the King James says, "that power has gone out of me." There was something different about this touch. She kicked in her benefit package. "I've gone to every doctor I can find. I've spent all my money. But I know if I can get to Jesus." In the book of Mark, the Bible says, she says within herself, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment,
mm-hmm,
I know I'll be made whole." How many of us have gone through life just losing life instead of touching the hem of the garment of Jesus and allowing him to make us whole so that we don't keep just losing life? That's a benefit. He'll give you life back.
Amen.
With Jairus, you can imagine, because this woman becomes healed, even though he pressed to Jesus first, this woman gets healed. I can imagine Jairus is like, "Wait a minute, I was on my way to see about you coming to my house for my daughter," you know, with this mindset thinking, "Okay, God, all right, you blessed her, but I was on my way to come to you for my daughter. My daughter still needs something from you." But right after this woman is healed, Jairus' servant comes, and he says, "Your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master." Don't trouble him anymore. Now, before Jairus gets the opportunity to respond, Jesus answers for him. And he says, "Don't weep. She's just sleeping." A lot of us are asleep to the benefits of God. But God has sanctioned for me to be here tonight to help us to get up now. This is what Jesus says to the young girl when he gets to the house of Jairus. He tells her, he says, "Maid, arise." In the New Living Translation, he says, "Get up, little girl." So we need to wake up in the benefits of God, understanding that God gives us benefits that we don't deserve.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Reese, we have a question. Are you open for a question?
Yes.
A response. I'm going to open up 631. I'm looking at 631.
Yes, I'm enjoying this. I just wanted to respond what you said about the woman that had the issue of blood and even Jairus' daughter. And when she touched the hem of his garment, you know, that life force came out of him and went into the woman with the issue of blood, her faith. But that's why it's so important for us to stick every day to be in the presence of God, because life will drain us. Situations in our lives will drain us. People will drain us. This is why it's so important for us to touch the hem. And the hem is being in the presence of God every day. And I'm just saying that we do need that. We do need that. So I totally agree with you, brother.
Amen.
I totally agree. Because life has its way of draining us.
Yes.
So we have to be replenished in the presence of God every day. That's where the hem, that's where the touch of the hem of the garment is, in the very presence. And with that, our natural life will get supernatural life back into us. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to say that.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen. Praise
the Lord. My God. So, even in situations that seem to be overwhelming,
yeah,
God reminds us that you've got a benefit package.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the automatic benefits. All you have to do is call upon me and I will answer.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you might try to call your pastor and they may not answer the phone, but when you call on Jesus, he's always right there.
Yeah.
That's a part of his benefit package. When you call, our answer. When you're sick, I'll heal your body.
Yes.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you,
Jesus. I felt that right there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he gives us the benefit to restore life. There are some people on this line tonight that need life restored. God, thank
you. Yes, yes. Amen.
And I decree that from this moment forth, life has returned.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
My God.
Praise God.
Let me get back to my text real quick.
Yeah.
God, help. All right. In verse number 7, this is a verse we didn't even go to. Verse number 7, it says, he made known his ways of righteousness and justice to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy and loving kindness.
Mm-hmm.
So if God is plenteous in it, which means plentiful, which more than enough, abundant. If he has more than enough mercy, why don't we have any?
Ah, that's good.
Why can't we have mercy for those that are dealing with a struggling situation? Yes,
that's
they
good.
Owe you money, but they might be struggling right now. Can you give them some mercy?
That's it.
God show you mercy.
Look beyond the fault.
Amen.
We have a tendency that there's a story in the scripture where a man owes his master some money. But his master forgives. He said, I'll forgive you, Dad. I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Sure.
He forgives his debt, but the man, somebody owed him some money. And he refused to show mercy. And we so often don't understand
that the mercy of God is not based on how good we are.
That's good.
The mercy of God is based on the fact that God has mercy that's plenteous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because he loves us so much, he says, I'm going to give you some extended mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Something you didn't even work for. I'm just going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give it to you. You don't have to ask for it. You don't have to work for it. I'm just going to give it to you. That's what grace is, the unmerited favor of God. Unmerited representing the fact that we didn't have to work for it.
Amen. Amen.
Now, we all wish we had jobs we could go to and we didn't have to work for the paycheck. But in order for us to get that paycheck at the end of the week,
mm-hmm.
we got to do the work. It's the same thing we have to do in the kingdom. We've got to put in some work.
Amen.
The older saints say payday is coming after a while.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for a payday to come, you got to do some work. You got to put some feet to the floor and do some work. The Bible tells us how if a man puts his hand to the plow and puts it back, he's not even worthy.
Yeah, Lord, thank you. That's me.
It's not even worthy. Because if you're going to start and stop something, there's no need for you to start it in the first place.
Yes,
Lord. How many of us have started in a relationship and we got to the halfway mark of a year and then we decided, oh, you know, this ain't working out? But God is not the same way. He is not a part-time lover. He does not want a part-time relationship with you. He wants a full commitment and a full-time relationship.
Thank you.
All year round. Don't wait until the holiday season to tell God how much you love him. You need to be telling them all year long how much you appreciate him, how much you adore him, how much you wish you could just praise him enough for the things that he took.
Amen.
Don't let the distractions of life cause you to forget your benefit package. Psalm 23 says, he restores my soul. He leads me beside the still waters. That's a benefit. Two benefits in one. Not only does he restore my soul, but he leads me beside still waters, which represents the Holy Spirit. He leads me beside some calmness, where I need to be calm in a situation that's chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And because God speaks in a small, calm, still voice, we can't be going by the raging waters and expecting God to speak to us. So all of the chaos that we have in life, we can't keep allowing the chaos to keep us from being able to hear what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
If God has blessed you and he has told you to bless someone else, I decree tonight you better get yourself in the place to give that person that blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't find yourself doing it, some of those blessings are going to dry up. God, I don't even know where that came from. Help me, Lord. Let me get back to my text. So David says in verse number one, bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord. O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Verse number two, he says, bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. So not only do I bless his name, I don't forget. Not only do I look at what God is doing in my life, but I bless him while I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I give him glory because his benefit package kicks in, whether God help me,
whether I choose to find myself doing the right thing at the right moment, his benefit package still is kicked in, so it covers me.
Mm-hmm.
But grace does run out.
Mm.
Because just like we talk about the loving side of God, there's a side of God that is wrath as well.
So true.
Man.
True.
And after so long, God finally says, okay, I'm going to lift it.
Let you go.
When he lifts the grace, we find ourselves in situations that can sometimes be overwhelming. And we're just going to and fro, running from here to there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find some safety and some place of sanctuary, some place of security.
Mm-hmm.
But because we got out of the perfect will of God, the blessing has been lifted momentarily. God will give us an opportunity to get it back together and get back in the right place,
mm-hmm.
so that the blessing can return to us. But we can't wear out our favor.
Yes, Lord.
We can't wear out the blessing of God upon our lives. By letting the circumstances overtake us. Any questions, any comments?
It's a good lesson.
Amen. If you have a question for Minister Reese, just hit number one. We're looking at about 7 minutes remaining before the we're going to have to come to a close. So if you have a question for Minister Reese, please hit number one so we'll know that you have a question and we'll pot you up. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 In Psalm 103 and verse 17, it says, but the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently, worshipfully fear him.
That's good.
And his righteousness is to the children's children. Verse 18 says, to such as keep his covenant, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it, and to those who earnestly remember his commandments to do them, imprinting them upon their hearts.
Thank you.
All that tells us is as long as we have relationship, his mercy and his loving kindness does not run out, but that deals with relationship. We can't just keep you, God, like a sugar daddy.
That's good right there. That's right. We're not on a drive-by.
God is not like Burger King. You cannot have it your way. There is a way you have to
that's
do it.
That's right.
And that's his way. The scripture tells us that there is a way right unto man.
So true.
But the end thereof is destruction.
So true. Help us, Lord. Help us.
So even though you might have a way that seems right to you, the end thereof is destruction. If God has, okay, God, you're taking me back to it. If God has placed it in your heart, in your spirit, to bless a person.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I beseech you, I beg of you.
Hallelujah.
To do it. Bless them. Whatever it is that God has told you to bless that person with, bless them with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, he'll give you more. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, verse number 6, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be willing and obedient.
Mm-hmm.
You need God to move in your life. Be willing and obedient. Bless those that he tells you to bless. In whatever he tells you to bless them with, he'll give you more. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's part of his benefit package. God is not going to let you beat him giving.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
kind of only got a few minutes left. Let me hurry and get to my clothes here because I want to leave enough time for a few questions and comments.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back over verse 17 again one more time because that blessed me. But the mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon those who reverently and worshipfully fear him.
Mm-hmm.
And his righteousness is unto children's children. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it, and to those who earnestly remember his commandments to do them, imprinting them on their hearts. So on tonight, gain that connection, that relationship with him. I promise you he'll work in your favor. God's benefit package. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done.
Bless your name, Lord.
Man, praise you. Praise the Lord, man of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister Reese, anyone has any questions before we get ready to close out? Any questions, any comments at this time? Amen. Hallelujah.
Are we open?
Yes, the mic is open for you.
Oh, okay. 631.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want to say, when you say bless the individual, bless those that God is dealing with you to bless, you know where the challenge comes is when even that person might have stepped on our toes to when God tells us to bless them anyway. Because it's easier to bless those that we love and those that treat us well, but those that despitefully use us. And if we can rise above and bless them, yes, our benefits are good. I just want to say that.
Hold the fire upon their heads.
Yes, and we still should do the right thing. Yes.
Absolutely.
This was a good message. This was good.
Amen.
I enjoyed this, minister.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To God be glory.
We're looking at about 1 minute. 1 minute left. If you would like to close us out in prayer. And
yeah.
Then we're going to we're going to exit out with a music music bed.
All right. Well, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the grace and the mercy that you have shown unto us on this day, God. We thank you for what you have done and what you are getting ready to do. God, I pray a blessing upon every person that is on the line tonight, God. I pray, God, an overwhelming abundant blessing, God.
Thank you.
So much that it won't have room enough to just sit in one place, God, but they'll have to run and give it to others, God.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that those that are in need of healing are healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, and we give you praise.
Amen.
In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 We'd like to thank you once again for those of you that tuned in to Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Please do, for those that are by Internet, if you choose to call in, 347-234-054 is the call-in number. That's every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Again, we do thank you. We cannot thank you enough. Keep in mind that we love you, but God loves you most. Amen. Until next week. God bless you.
In a crowded room. you've been